Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:15 now on this Friday morning, June 11th. It's going to be hot today and through the weekend, but you pretty well know that. It was hot yesterday. It could be hot today. Hot tomorrow. Hot through early October. Saturday, they're saying highs of 94, and Sunday, highs of 92. I don't know if they changed the high temperature just to make it look different or not, but either way, we all know what's going to happen. Jim Nickel is our guest, lobbyist with Corson Nickel. He represents FanDuel, DraftKings, and other gaming interests. And good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. Finally finished the session and, you know, kind of celebrated last night, so thanks for the early morning call. Can't wait.
Well, you deserved it. You know what I'm saying? It's a big thing. I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but we were talking to John Stefanski yesterday morning before the Senate just decided to vote on the House version, and I guess they didn't want to have to risk. There wasn't enough in there to risk having to go back before a full House vote again, bird in the hand, and so forth.
Yeah, I think they had it pretty much where they wanted. You know, you don't want perfect be the enemy of great, and it was a great bill. It was ready to roll. There may have been some things they could have. That bill was so broad, and when I say broad, it touched so many statutes that if you wanted to affect other gaming, you could have used that instrument to do it. There were some thoughts that that might take place. In the end, they chose not to do it. So, yeah, they went ahead and moved the bill as it was and got it done. And let me just say a word about John Stefanski. The guy's a superstar. I mean, he handled the sports gaming bill. He handled multiple bills on multiple topics, and he's going to be in charge of all the redistricting for the legislature and for the Congress, and along with Senator Hewitt on the House Senate side. And he's been, I tell you what, very, very good at handling multiple subject matters on a given day and has a lot of trust for his colleagues. We wouldn't have got sports betting done without him, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out.
What else in the session were you concerned with? Jim, this is what you do for a living, and what are some of your observations about it?
Well, you know, it was an interesting session in that they had plenty of money between the federal money and the state revenue being surprisingly better than we thought because of COVID. It relieved a lot of the tension that you normally get. You know, we had 8 years with Governor Jindal where it was cut after cut after cut, and that just creates a pretty dour atmosphere. It was a little more positive this year because they had money. They were able to address constituent needs, put some money back into higher education, maybe even, you know, do some major infrastructure projects. They struck a deal on that late yesterday. So it seemed to be a more positive atmosphere. I will tell you that after doing it about 22 years, it had a faster pace to it. I don't know why. I think I have an idea why, but it just seemed to be zooming every day. It didn't really slow down at any point. So I think it was a good session for the people of Louisiana. You know, this governor and this legislature are being very careful not to use a lot of these one-time monies for recurring expenses so we don't get back into a bad budget cycle where we don't have money that we had before. So I thought overall it was good. Certainly there's some things everybody would have liked to have seen done, but, you know, it's the art of compromise, and I think they did pretty well.
Why do you think it zoomed along?
I think they passed too many bills out of committee. I mean, I'm going to get on my high horse here. I mean, and some legislators probably won't like what I'm going to say, but, you know, the committee system is built to kill bills. I mean, it's built to filter out the bills to make sure that the ones that actually go to the Senate floor and go to the House floor are worthy of the full debate of the body. And this legislature, I find, is letting too many bills out of committee, and it's creating, I don't want to say too much work, but it's creating too much debate on too many topics. And I think I would like to see our legislature get back to making sure these committees kill these bills. And I know it sounds bad, but that's the purpose of the committee. And I'm finding the committees are going, you know what? I really like Tommy. He's a nice guy. I don't really like Tommy's bill, but let's let the whole House floor debate it. Well, now 105 people have to debate this topic. And I just think they passed too many bills out of committee. I think they need to do a better job of filtering those bills.
Interesting. We take a break. We come back. We'll talk about Gaming Control Board. What are we watching for as it relates to sports wagering in Louisiana and just technically the process with the governor? Unless he actively vetoes it, Jim, it becomes law within, what, 10 days? What's the time frame on that?
Yeah, it's funny. When bills pass late in the session, there's another calendar that starts. But the short answer to you is, he's probably got till the end of this month to sign all these bills. So, I think his staff's been going through those pretty well. So I don't anticipate it will take him long to sign the sports bill.
And if he doesn't, it still becomes law, right? So long as he doesn't veto
That's
it.
That's correct. But this governor, I will say, his history has been either sign or veto. He doesn't pass.
All right, taking a break, coming back more with Jim Nickel about sports wagering. If you have any questions or comments about how it's going to work, feel free to text the Oakland Heart Jeweler, WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And I'll pass them along to Jim when we get back. Right now, we take a look at traffic on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Friday morning, June 11th, sports wagering will become legal in Louisiana, either if the governor signs a bill or he doesn't. He would have to actively veto it for that not to happen, and nobody is looking for that. We're talking to Jim Nickel, lobbyist with Corson Nickel, representing FanDuel, DraftKings, other gaming interests. He's been our go-to guy for this throughout the beginning of this session. Jim, what date can you expect us to have daily fantasy up and running? And that goes to the Gaming Control Board, FanDuel, et cetera.
Oh, Tommy, you love to bring that up. So,
well, I mean, yeah, you're just peeing up a rope otherwise, right? Pardon my language.
Yeah, no. I'm glad you bring it up. We need to make sure the public's aware of what's going on. So fantasy sports contest, different than sports betting. That's where you pick a team and you play somebody in a contest. Been legal in Louisiana for over a year, and we're waiting on the Gaming Control Board to finish the background checks and et cetera, et cetera. So the answer to your question is that they have a meeting on June 17th, but they didn't get this on the agenda. So now we're looking at July. So the answer to your question is I'm supremely confident that before the NFL season kicks off, you will be able to do fantasy sports contests, not sports betting, but fantasy sports contests. We had a hiccup this week. I know you WWL's probably reported it. You've probably talked about it, but Mike Noel, the chairman of the Gaming Control Board, resigned Tuesday or Wednesday, and it was official yesterday. So we no longer have a chairman of the Gaming Control Board, which is going to slow down all of this. Hopefully the governor will move quickly to replace him and we can get somebody over there, because that organization is key to moving sports betting forward and getting it to people so they can do it. But don't know what's going to happen there, but that's, you know, anytime you lose the chairman of the process, you slow down the process. So very troubled by that.
Well, and you hope they don't, for whatever reason, a new chairman comes in and wants to reinvent the wheel. What about sports book wagering?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm hopeful that he picks somebody that has some experience in this area, obviously with integrity, but also maybe a little bit of an outsider, not necessarily a state policeman, but somebody who can come in, provide leadership, get some energy into the organization, push them to move faster and to move forward more efficiently on these license processes. I mean, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. You've talked about it before that, you know, 45 other states do this. Why do we need to start over from scratch? Let's go get best practices from other states and let's get this ball moving. You know, that ain't many things in Louisiana that get a kind of vote that sports betting got. I mean, 55 parishes, 65% of the vote. I mean, people say, hey, we want this. And they get frustrated when government doesn't give them what they vote for. So I'm hopeful that the governor gets a Gaming Control Board chairman quickly and he or she moves this process more efficiently.
So whether it's fantasy, whether it's a sports book, it's all about the Gaming Control Board. And maybe this season, it depends what happens with the new chairman. That's a wild card that was thrown into there. So what about the lottery? How are they involved with these kiosks? I'm a little bit confused about that.
Well, so the concern from the legislature was if you only had it at physical locations like Harrah's or a boat or a racetrack. There are parishes, obviously, that don't have any of those facilities. So how would someone sports bet? I think they're all going to end up doing it on their phone. I mean, 90% of sports bets around the country are done mobile. But there was a concern that what if a guy or gal doesn't want to do it on their phone? They want to go somewhere and bet on the Saints game. They figured out that the lottery, because they're in the kiosk business and because they have experience with some of this, they could create sort of a machine, a kiosk, and have them in what they call, you know, establishments like you have with video poker machines. You could go and place a bet. I'm skeptical whether that model is going to play out over a long period of time. I appreciate the effort of the legislature to make sure it's accessible to people. But those kiosks are not cheap. And I mean, let's face it, if you and I were sitting in a bar somewhere having a beer watching the Saints game, and I can either walk over to a kiosk and bet the Saints game or just do it on my phone, I'm going to do it on my phone. I mean, it's an interesting concept. We'll see if it works out. It's an option for people, but I think ultimately mobile is going to be king.
Got about 30 seconds left. Some final thoughts, Jim?
Well, I've really enjoyed doing this with you, and I hope it's been helpful to your listeners. I think the people of Louisiana are finally going to get sports betting. And, you know, I work in a lot of different subject areas, so if I can ever be helpful to you or your listeners, I'd love to do it. And I've enjoyed doing it with you, Tommy. I hope you all have a great weekend.
Well, thank you, sir. You too. And again, in terms of the season, maybe middle of the season now, where we're looking at?
Maybe. Yeah, I think October, November. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I think you're right.
And we have enjoyed it, Jim, and we will call on your expertise again. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.